The Sexual Violence Support and Prevention Office, SVSPO, offers confidential support, advice, and referrals to SFU and FIC community members, including students, staff, and faculty, who have been impacted by sexual violence and misconduct. The SVSPO is a welcoming place where you can access support without judgment or assumptions. We work from a survivor-centered perspective, using an empowerment and trauma-informed approach that considers individual situations and perspectives. Please reach out. Services are located at the Diamond Alumni Center, room 014 on the lower level. Please reach out by email at sv-support@sfu.ca. That was sv-support@sfu.ca.
Elastic.
Flying out on a jet plane.
Music and podcasts from CGSF 90.1 FM with our radio app. It's on-the-go listening made easy. You can tune into all our music, spoken word, and multicultural shows using your device. Our app lets you set reminders so you'll never miss your favorite show again. Stay connected to CGSF 90.1 FM through our community radio app. Download the app from the Apple Store or get it on Google Play.
Lost, all but forgotten, my dearest departed, oh, where have
Welcome back. This is CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby, community radio from Simon Fraser University. I'm your co-host, Corey.
And I'm your other co-host, Stella. You just heard the Sadies song, Message to Belial. Bit of art rock for you. And then before that was, of course, Jamiroquai with the song Tallulah.
Awesome song.
Mm-hmm. And before that was Roisin Murphy with their song Cuckool. And lastly was Britty So Tired.
Mm-hmm. And for hers, it's really cool because Britty herself, she earned a degree in music performance from
Loyola
University, and she actually worked at a music instrument store. And backing on the self-confidence segment from a couple minutes ago, but one day she just decided to pursue her dreams after selling a bunch of other people music instruments, and so she just decided to pursue her musical dreams as well. So that was great.
Inspirational.
But anyways, for this, we wanted to talk a little bit about poetry, because for some reason today I was really obsessed with just poetry in general.
You were self-inspired, right?
I was writing an essay on fascist Italy, and I wrote a very poetic line. I was like, ooh, and that set some dominoes off. So,
yeah, let's talk about it.
Yeah, we're going to talk about it.
What kind of poetry do you normally write?
For me, I like very descriptive writing. So I like writing about scenery as mm-hmm. well. Like some of my past poetries have been like when I'm on rooftops, like looking over stars, or I'm talking about like berries in the forest or something. Mm-hmm. I just like really lyrical poetry personally, and that's what I gravitate towards. But sometimes it's like kind of antsy.
Yeah,
I'm feeling kind of like
those are what mine are normally like. Yours when are like I'm that. Like experiencing some kind of turmoil, I'm like, okay, this is time.
I know you're getting like you have to sit down, you have to mm-hmm. collect your thoughts and just put them all onto words. So yeah, it can get pretty, I feel like it can get really emotional.
Yeah, poetry. It can, but it's such a good release. Like, mm-hmm. when you see, like, you've written something that perfectly captures how you feel, you're like,
yes.
That's really satisfying.
Yeah. One of my earlier poems, it was, like, when I was feeling really, really down, and I was like, mm-hmm. this is bad, and I feel down when I read this. But then you can actually, it's great that you can actually submit poetry for contests and things. So I didn't submit this poetry, but in previous, like, I've had two poems that were published, and I actually did get a little money. So like,
oh, nice. So, we have an actual poet over here.
No, barely. But honestly, I don't even know what point do you even become a poet. Like,
yeah, how? When do you consider, like, once you publish, like, an anthology or something of poems?
But I don't think you should, like, it's like, you can't be a reader if you don't read every book. I don't know.
Yeah.
Or you can be a writer if you don't actually publish things, but I feel like it's just something that you can enjoy and you just say, hey, like, I'm a poet, right?
But I don't know. I would never call myself
a poet. I feel like if you're really invested into the hobby and you mm-hmm. know the great mm-hmm. poets and you read it all the time and you write it, I feel like is there a line between
maybe
calling a poet? And you all, I feel like how do you judge a poem as well? How do you know if it's good?
I don't know. Like, I think it's whatever it makes you feel. You know, like, that's such a cliche answer, but honestly, like, if you connect with it or not. But I think it is very hard to, like, for me, I can't even tell if my own poems are good or not. Like, I just have no idea if somebody else reading this would be like, oh, that sucks. Or like, oh, wow, that was really good.
I know. Yeah,
no
idea. For that, yeah. I honestly didn't like poetry until grade 12 in high school. I thought it was really cringe for a while.
And it is pretty pretentious, some of it, as well. Or at least, like, the poetry community, it feels very exclusive.
High and uppity.
Yeah.
But, no, it is. I feel like it's something that, maturity-wise, it's a nice hobby to have. And it's a good release. Like, definitely, I feel like it's a stress reliever for me.
Me too.
Yeah, for you as well. So, yeah, that's something you can manage stress with. So, try some poetry writing. I don't think reading poetry gives the same effect as writing it.
For me, it does not at all.
Yeah, we were talking about some poets earlier on. We were talking about, like, Emily Dickinson, but I don't...
feel anything when I read Emily Dickinson.
No. And also, like, I bought, or I didn't buy, I went to the library and I got a book of Emily Dickinson's poems, and then, like, another poem book, and it was just like, when I'm actually reading a poem, I'm not fully understanding what they're trying to say. Like, it's kind of like art, where you have to look at it from very far away to understand what it's trying to, like, portray. At least for me, that's how I feel. Like, I need to, like, read it really quick, read it again, and then, like, move on. And then maybe the next poem will build on it. At least at this book I was reading, and, like, the next poem is building that I was slowly understanding the story, but it can be really confusing.
Yeah, I find it the opposite. If I read a poem really quick, I'm like, I have zero idea what just happened. I need to.
You still need to read it, like, I mean, like, quick at the end, and then, like, read it slow, and then be like, okay, let me, like, read it again, and then get, like, the general feeling after.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I don't think, we don't have too much to say about poetry. It's just something that we've both been working on.
I have a question for you, though, Corey. Is there, like, a certain form that you normally do when you're writing poetry, or is it mostly free form?
It's definitely free form for me.
Yeah.
I like using just more of, like, the literary devices. Like, I like alliteration a lot, and I definitely use a lot of that, but I don't follow, like, a particular structure. But I just like using the techniques that I learned. I took, my favorite class from high school was creative writing.
Oh, okay, there you go.
So I learned a lot from that class about poetry, but no, I kind of just, I just go for it. So
yeah,
there's no haikus or anything here, but.
Hey, I like a good haiku once in a while. It's a very simple structure to remember, it works.
Oh, geez. When I was younger, I wrote a haiku about pho. So.
I actually wrote a haiku the other day.
Oh, really?
I could read it.
Yeah, do it.
I wrote it for my my boyfriend.
Let's hear.
Who lives in Japan, and he has hay fever right now. And broken. Yeah, and, like, all the cherry blossoms are killing him. And it's not good. It's not good at all. And it's like, I really miss him. So this is what I said. I also broke the line. Spring feels eternal. Hope your hay fever doesn't, though. I miss you, yo.
That is the best haiku.
So I wasn't trying to be serious, but that was my most recent work.
I mean, we can get that published.
Yeah,
we
could get it going.
The yo really tied it in. Oh my gosh. Okay, that's
a little rhyming there too.
That's inspiring.
Yeah,
feeling inspired right now.
I'm sure the poem you wrote was better. The haiku when you were eight.
My eight. I don't even. It's probably like I love pho. I was trying to get all the syllables.
Syllables.
I love great pho. No. I love great pho. There we go.
Five
syllables. But
yeah. Like, I've been trying to. I want to write a sonnet, but that's a bit more complicated.
Yeah. What is a sonnet again?
I don't know.
Our poetry.
As a poet, I just want to write a sonnet. It feels right. I think there's, like, a certain amount of, like, there's a line pattern and stuff going on that.
I feel like as a poet, I don't want to be bound by all these restrictions.
Yeah.
We got to do free verse.
Free verse every time.
So, as our very professional poet careers over here, but.
No, it's just, I would never call myself a poet, but I would tell people I write poetry.
You would?
Yeah.
Do you usually
It's
say
a little
no?
embarrassing, though. I do a disclaimer. I'm like, they're not good, but I do it.
I mean, no one can tell if poetry's good or not, really.
It is. It's hard. But sometimes I read poems, I'm like, that was bad.
Yeah,
but when I read my own poems, I'm like, that was good.
Hype yourself. I mean, be positive. You got to hype yourself
up. Yeah, true self, guys. Self-confidence. We can mention this at every conversation topic we have coming up.
Exactly. But yeah, I think, well, that's something we'll probably get to poetry in the future as a future topic and dive more into more the history of poetry. But we are running out of time, so we're just gonna pause.
Just a little teaser.
Okay, so next is Revolution Rock, and we're so glad you're here. But thanks so much for joining us, and we'll see you next week.
Yeah, thank you guys. Bye.
You're listening to CG.